Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you
show
out.
You one more time. Oh, invite out. You to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thanks for joining the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Sorry about that delay there, but we're up and going right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, guys, today is going to be a tough subject today, tough episode today, and I know you guys are going to call into the show and voice your opinion. I just know you are, okay? Now, today, tonight is going to be very cold, supposedly by the weatherman's account. It's going to be very cold tonight. And tomorrow morning and on in towards the weekend. So all I have to say is if you're out tonight, please, please cover up, bundle up, put something on your head, and be warm, okay? Now, you can always take clothes off. You know, you can always take clothes off. When you're out and you get warm, you can always take something off. But if you don't have clothes on in the beginning and you're out there, you're not going to get warm. You're not going to be able to take any clothes off. So that means you're going to get sick. All right? So you guys, please, please cover up. Cover yourselves up. Wear enough clothes where you'll stay warm. So that you won't be sick this weekend or next week. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and then, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if you are listening on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon. Set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Now, I promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Show page should come up. Go ahead and become friends of the show there. And that way, if you're on Facebook, you don't have to miss an episode of the show. Also have a Twitter account if you want to follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. On Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834. Now I know my voice sounds weird, because I've been asleep most of the day, and just got up not even a half hour ago, trying to get on the show and get to you guys. But I'm here, I'm ready to go, and I hope you are too. Now, today's episode, guys, is called How Important is Sex in a New Relationship? How important is sex in a new relationship? What I mean by that is if you're just now starting to date a girl, or if you're just now starting to date a guy, how important is sex to you? Let's say you just met over the weekend. Say you met last Saturday night at a nightclub, okay? Just met, y'all hit it off pretty good, y'all had some drinks or whatever, danced a little bit, talked a lot, and exchanged information, numbers, so to speak, exchange information. You haven't been out anymore, haven't seen each other anymore since Saturday, but you have talked on the phone, okay? And you're doing well. Y'all with me? So this is a guy that meets a girl Saturday night, or a girl that meets a guy Saturday night. Now you're planning on maybe going to the movies on Friday, okay? Now, in a new relationship like this, you know, a lot of guys, and I know I'm going to get some mail on this and stuff like that, but hey, it's my opinion. I want you to call in and give me yours. But males, men, they can have sex on the first night. I mean, women can too. Some women do, right? Men, they're okay with that. Y'all with me? Having sex on the first night. They're okay with that. So Saturday night, y'all met at the club, and then y'all went home together. Okay? Men are okay with that. Some women, now I say some women, are okay with that. But men, we're okay with that. Y'all with me? Okay. And then I say some women because some women don't do that. All right? Some women have higher standards than that. Okay? Some women make you work. Make you do some work. Make you put in some work in a new relationship. Some women don't want to have sex at all until you're married. Okay? And some men may not push that envelope, but some men will push that envelope. Y'all with me? So, but the importance of sex in a new relationship, to me, my opinion, is that sex is not all that important in a new relationship. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, sex doesn't have to be there until you're married. I'm not saying that. That's not one of my beliefs. But I don't believe that sex should happen so soon in a relationship. I don't believe sex is really that important in a relationship. Because if you're looking for a relationship, okay, then you want sex to be right. Right? Okay, because men think of a woman having sex on the first night as being easy. Okay? And there's a backside to that because now if a man has sex with a woman on the first night or whatever and he enjoys it, then he's going to call back. Now, if he doesn't enjoy it, he's not going to call back. He's not going to answer your phone call. He's not going to answer your text. He's going to be out there looking again for another woman for a relationship. Y'all with me? To some guys, sex is important. To some guys, it's not. But women that have higher standards that are looking for a relationship, they think that sex is very important in a new relationship. And they want it to be right, so to speak. So they aren't so easily to have sex too soon in a relationship. It's very important to them. So they want to get to know a person first, understand them before sex happens. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and tell me how important is sex to you, or how important was sex to you in your relationship, in your new relationship. Because I know I've got a lot of younger listeners out there. I just want to let you guys know, and I'm talking to the guys right here, I want to let the guys know that if a girl is right for you, you don't, you know, you need to spend the time, because the time you spend with the chase, it's going to be a long chase, okay? The time you spend on a chase is the time you're using to get to know this girl. Once you get to know her, spend time with her, understand her. Then when sex comes, it's so much more enjoyable. Sex is supposed to be enjoyable, not something you just jump in there and handle with someone. That ain't what it's about. Okay? Now, like I said, it happens. Happens all the time. People meet, and that same night, they get together. Okay? And again, believe me, because I've watched this show called Paternity Court. It only takes one time for you to get pregnant, ladies. One time. And at one time, and you're pregnant, spells, you know, almost disaster, because think about it. You slept with this guy on the first night. You don't even know him. You just met him. Okay? He may look good to you and all, and talk good and smell good and all that stuff. Okay? But that's the wrong reason to go home with him and sleep together. Same thing on the guy's side. So, and so if you do sleep with him on the first night and you do get pregnant from that first night, ladies, then what's the deal? A world of trouble, right? And then you don't even know him. You don't even know the guy. Really, you don't. Now you say, I met him last night. Well, still, you don't even know him. You don't know if he's a serial killer, if he's a serial rapist. So you don't even know this guy. But you slept with him, and now you're pregnant. That's a bad day in the neighborhood. Okay? That's why I'm emphasizing to you girls is to make this guy come after you. Lift your standards way up. Lift them up high. As high as you can lift him. And make him work. Have a relationship. That's what a relationship is. Relationship is about getting to know someone. Getting to know them well. Liking them, liking what, how they, things they do for you, the way that they make you feel when you talk to them, all these things. Guys are more prone to stay with you when the chase is there. Put them on a chase. Okay? Don't just fall in love the first night. Give it time. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Give me your opinion. Today's episode is called How Important is Sex in a New Relationship? I see a few people just now joining the show. And welcome, guys. How important is sex in a new relationship to you? How important is it? It's not that important. If you look up sex in a dictionary, it's an act. Okay? It's an act. But also, you know, that's no big deal. Going to the bathroom is an act. So that means it doesn't really take any work to go to the bathroom. But the act of having sex, if you put some time in between meeting someone and having sex and doing that act, if you put some work in between that time, then the end result, the act of sex, is that much better. Okay? And hopefully you guys will be good together and keep things going. But I've seen relationships fall apart after the act happens as well. I've seen people walk away from relationships after the act happens. I know guys that say, man, I put in all that work in between meeting her and getting to the act, and then the act was not good at all. And they'll walk away. Some men will walk away. Some men will keep working. Okay? But women, if the act is not right, they're going to kick you to the curb, guys. They're going to kick you to the curb. It's going to be on to the next guy. And that's how women are. They work off emotions. If you guys don't click emotionally, then it's not happening. Okay? So you have to click emotionally with a woman. Okay? And that doesn't happen on the first night after you meet her. It's not going to happen. And what did I say? Women will kick you to the curb if it's not right. So, guys, put that work in. Put that work in. Go on that chase. Chase after her. And women, have that standard way high, so that they can't get over that wall so easily. Okay? Put your standards up there. Make them put in the work. Okay? Because the end result of sex is supposed to be great. And I put emphasis on great because that's how it should be. And once things happen and you both enjoy each other, then the relationship will move on. I think I'm going to go ahead and write my book. You know, I've been talking about writing a book about relationships. And it's not going to be a big book, okay? Maybe 150 pages. What I'm going to talk about from the beginning of a relationship, which is once you meet a person and you're looking for a relationship, then the steps that happen all the way up till marriage, okay? Because it's a blueprint. It's a blueprint that makes that thing work, makes the relationship work. And then marriage happens, and then the marriage works. Right now, 55% of all marriages in the United States have a lifespan or a shelf life, so to speak. 55% of all marriages in the United States have a shelf life of 2.5 years. That means if you're just now getting married, your married life is in jeopardy the first 2.5 years. And it will be in jeopardy if sex happens and if you miss some of those steps in between meeting a person and marriage. I need to write that book. I think it'll be a big, big seller. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join the show tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. Love you guys. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on. Reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person